Now returning to Sean in Sydney, he's been taking the time to speak to the many pilgrims who have converged on the city. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels takes a closer look.
Young people from around the world mix and mingle during downtime between catechesis and festival events in Sydney, Australia, and discuss a range of subjects.
What do you talk about?
Well, about all kinds of stuff. Of course, about the stuff that every young people talk about.
Which is?
Well, you know, relationships and just fun and wow, Sydney is so beautiful.
Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett spoke with a number of World Youth Day participants, getting their thoughts and opinions on the event.
What's the best thing about World Youth Day in Sydney?
The different stories of people from around the world.
The harbour with those mountains.
Probably just seeing every single person from every single culture just being as one and just getting along.
Discussing your faith and exploring it together.
To see the Pope.
Young people have come from around the world to celebrate and learn about their faith, but many have personal objectives.
I'm hoping to take back to my parish some information about how a young person can discern their vocation.
While many seek to improve their faith, others have come to look for a reassurance that their faith is still alive.
You need to be able to come halfway around the world, 12,000 miles, to see that, you know, there's a lot of other people like you with the same faith and the same beliefs, and then be able to take that back and you will see that and share that faith with others back home.
With over 225,000 people in attendance representing 168 countries, young Catholics are reassured that they are not alone. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.